No, George, let's try the couch over there and the chair over where the couch was.
We already had the couch there 5 times. For the life of me, I can't remember anything in our wedding ceremony where I promised to love, honor, and help rearrange the furniture.
Or would the end table be better there where you've got the couch?
Jane, if we move this stuff around anymore, it'll be due for a 1,000-mile checkup.
Stop complaining, George. Just think how it used to be before we bought that remote furniture rearranger.
Yeah, I gotta admit, it really is one terrific little...
Oh, no! There's something! George!
What can I do? Call the outfit that sold us this thing. Nebulous Nifty Home Products.
Oh, please come as fast as you can. They'll have someone here in... George, come out of there.
Trying, but it won't budge.
Elroy! Come help your father.
Hey, Mom, that's the worst furniture arrangement I ever saw.
Help me move this stuff, Elroy!
Sure, Dad. Come on, Astro. Give me a hand. Okay, Elroy. Thanks, Astro. Go get the rest of the stuff.
Not me, Astro.
Huh? Rolly.
You're always sorry.
Rory.
For the time being, put it all back where it was when we started.
Okay, Mom.
This one must be heavier than that one. How'd you do that, Elroy?
I've been working out a little.
Oh, yeah? I used to pump a little iron myself.
George, you couldn't lift an iron to press your suit. Oh, hello. Our Nebulous Nifty Furniture Rearranger is on the blink, and...
And what a wonderful product the Nebulous Nifty Furniture Rearranger is! But I've got a dandy new little item here that's going to knock your socks off!
Hold it, hold it! Aren't you the same robot who sold us the Nebulous Nifty Shoeshine Kit for my son?
Yeah, you knocked my socks off and then chewed them up.
As I was saying, I have here the dandy little novelty item of the millennium! The greatest little scientific breakthrough the Nebulous Nifty people have ever offered. And here it is. Bingo! The very first portable home thought materializer.
Thought materializer? You gotta be kidding.
Now, George, remember the Nebulous Nifty electric banana peeler you bought me? It shorted out the Visiphone and our digital toothbrushes.
Yes, madam, but only after the warranty had run out. You can be sure Nebulous Nifty will stand behind Bingo, the device that actually transforms what you are thinking into a few glorious seconds of full-color, three-dimensional reality. And all you have to do is place the palm of your hand on Bingo's glowing sensor, and presto! That's it! Now, think!
Just kidding, Jane. Let me think.
That's it.
I knew you'd like that. This is great.
What's great, Daddy?
Come and try this, Judy.
What is it?
Just think of something. Anything.
Okay.
And there she is, the greatest new star of the year, Judy Chester.
That's sensational.
Let's try with Astro, Dad.
Okay, come on, Astro. Put your paw here and think of something.
Okay. All right, Rog. Read up. Bow, wow. Bow, wow. Roll, rover.
Bow, wow. Bow, wow. Cut that out, Astro.
Rory.
You try it, Elroy. Think big.
Okay, Dad.
Hold it! Not that big!
But I want to be a basketball player.
I'll take one. It's fantastic.
Let's not leap into this, George. Remember the Nebulous Nifty Dandruff Ray Gun and how long it took for your hair to grow back?
That was different.
You've made a very wise decision. Now I'd like to show you the Nebulous Nifty Laser Toothpick.
No, thank you. Don't call us. We'll call you. Oh, my gosh, the furniture rearranger. Well, too late now. I gotta get to work. What the heck? Just one more time on the Thinko machine before I go. Let's see. What'll I think about? I know. Right out of those comic books of yours, Elroy. Watch this. It's Supercharged! Ta-da!
Wow!
Daddy, George!
That's nothing. How about this?
George, we have 5 more payments to make on that couch.
Don't worry, honey. The ceiling healed up when Elroy's thought ended. The couch will, too. Thanks to Thinko.
Uh-oh. The Thinko machine is busted.
Do you suppose...
that I'm still Super George?
Try lifting the couch, Dad.
The strongest man in the universe, my father!
My dad!
My ceiling! My couch!
My gosh!
Aw, gee, it's nothing that anybody with super strength couldn't do. Boy, I'm gonna have more doggone fun with this. Oh, no! Sorry, folks, they're not building walls like they used to. Well, so long, honey. You got a goodbye kiss for your super husband?
George!
Sorry, dear.
George, if you do that again, I'm going home to Mother.
Well, if you do, I can throw you there.
George, we have to get you back to normal. I know. I'll track down that nebulous nifty robot so we can get a replacement Thinko.
No rush. No rush at all. In fact, don't bother. This is going to be the greatest day of my life. Bye-bye, Jane.
Maybe I'd better press the starter for you.
Don't worry, I'll press it very gently.
George, be careful. Now look what you've done to our car.
God. Hey, who needs a space car? I forgot. I'm Super George! Boy, this is living.
Hey, what's that?
Looks like a man. Why?
Have a nice day. Oops, sorry.
It's Super Guy.
Yay!
Hi, kids. You want to see a trick?
Yes, Super Guy.
Okay. Now you see a jungle gym. Now you see a horse.
Yay!
Presto, back to a jungle gym.
Yay!
Here, kitty, 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 oh, come down from there. Oh, please, somebody help me with my kitty.
Aha! Duty call. It's what any of those super types would do. Something I can help you with, ma'am?
Yes, my poor Pookums is stranded up in that tree.
Allow me. Uh-oh, the water pipe. Super George, away!
I must find that robot salesman and get another Thinko machine. Having a Super George around all the time is too much.
No sign of that robot salesman, Mom. We thought I found him, but it turned out to be a trash collector.
And you know what? I hope we don't find him. I want Dad to stay super forever.
Elroy, you wouldn't feel that way if you saw our space car. It's a worthless, battered, wrecked, broken-down piece of machinery. Not you, Rosie. I mean our car. Oh, but you give me an idea. Catch a robot with a robot, I always say. Rosie, I want you to look for a fast-talking salesman robot who is always trying to sell you something.
Yes, ma'am. Look for a fast-talking robot salesman. Fast-talking robot salesman. Fast-talking robot salesman.
Morning, George. What are you made up for?
I'm a scout leader. Cute, huh?
Never mind the cute. Today's the day the bankers are here to decide if they'll give their support to the big interplanetary merger.
Merger? Merger with who?
Mr. Spacey, what did you hear over an hour ago?
That's right, he did. Doggone, I forgot. Uh-oh, sorry. Must be the vitamins I'm taking. I better get in there.
Ah, Jetson, you're here. What do you think of this, Halloween? Gentlemen, may I introduce one of my most valued employees, George Jetson. Oh, if the merger doesn't go through, you're finished. And get out of that stupid suit or you're fired. Go ahead, George.
Thank you, Mr. Spacely. Now, gentlemen, I'd like to show you Spacely Sprocket's current commodity ratio as it pertains to future market fluctuation in the projected fiscal period. As you can easily see, our profit index picture is represented here.
I don't believe it. Jetson!
Yes, Mr. Spacely?
You're fired!
Where are you, George? You sound funny.
I'm at a payphone. Have you found that Thinko robot salesman yet?
We're still looking.
Jane, I got bad news and worse news.
Like what?
Like I got fired.
Did you say fired? Rosie, you found him.
I found him, Ray Wright. He said it was love at first sight. He flipped his switches. I love you. I love you. I cannot live without you. Be mine, and you'll have a lifetime supply of nebulous, nifty products. I adore you. I adore you.
Hey, aren't you the guy I seen pull that tree up by the roots a while ago?
Yeah, that's me.
You must be the strongest guy in the universe.
I am. And believe me, it's not all it's cracked up to be. I lost my job. I wreck everything I touch.
Dusty's the name. Lucky you ran into me, kid. I'm a wrestler trainer, and you're just what I've been looking for.
I am?
You are. How would you like to go up against the Jupiter Juggernaut for the Intergalaxy Championship?
Intergalaxy Championship?
Yeah, with that crazy outfit, you can't miss.
Why not? My life's a mess the way it is. I might as well get something out of this super business. I'll do it. That's the guy you want me to wrestle? The Jupiter Juggernaut?
You got insurance, don't you? What are you worried about?
The work of a lifetime ruined. All because Jetson developed some kind of incredible strength.
There, Mr. Spacely. It's gonna be all right.
Oh? How do you figure? My plant's in ruins and my merger is doomed. What would you do? Break out the balloons and party hat?
You need to get your mind off it, Mr. Spacely. Why don't you go to that big wrestling match?
What big wrestling match?
The Jupiter Juggernaut is in town. He arrived from Jupiter today.
Nobody can beat the Jupiter Juggernaut. That's it. I'll bet everything I have left in the world on the Jupiter Juggernaut. Get all of my cash out of the safe.
Oh, are you sure you should?
Get my wife on the phone. I'm going to hock all her jewelry.
Mr. Spacely.
Get my real estate broker. I'm selling my house and bet it all. Sell my stocks. Hey, aren't those the pearls I gave you last Christmas for 15 years of devoted and faithful service?
Why, yes. Mr. Spacely!
Everything goes on the Jupiter Juggernaut. Then the plan, the merger, everything will be saved.
My microchips are sizzling. I love you. I love you.
You've got to stop, Rosie, so I can talk to him.
Not on your life. This guy is all mechanical hands.
I love you. I love you. I love your ruby red resistors. I love your deep blue light activated sensors.
I think he's taking leave of his sensors.
Let's see if this works. Oh, salesman, there's a call for you from your office.
For me?
Yes, there's the space phone.
Hello? Boop. Hello? Boop. Speak up. I can't hear you.
Quick, Elroy. Pull his activity circuit. Now, see if you can just hotwire his speech center without getting the rest of him going.
It's a cinch, Mom.
Nice work, Elroy. Look, Mr. Salesman, the Thinko machine you sold me is busted, and my husband is stuck as a Superman. Now, what can I do?
Not to worry, madam. The power of the Thinko machine will fade off after 8 hours.
What a relief. Now, if I can only find George and tell him.
Hey, here he is, Mom, on television.
Tonight's match features George Jetson and his opponent, the undefeated Galaxy champ, the Jupiter Juggernaut.
Come on, kids. We've got to get down to the sports arena and save your father.
Poor Dad. That Juggernaut will squish him to pieces.
Look who's gonna wrestle me.
Well, laugh this off, you anthropological hyena.
Stop ringstretching. I want to watch the Jupiter Juggernaut annihilate the bum. What's his name, anyway?
What's it matter? Some nerd named George Jetson.
He'd have to be a nerd, all right. Imagine an unknown going up against the Jupiter Juggernaut. George Jetson and his superhuman strength?
I take it back. I was only kidding.
I'm ruined. I'm finished. I gotta speak to George.
Oh, hi, Mr. Spacely.
You're not mad at me for firing you?
No, what the heck? I'm gonna have a new occupation. Intergalactic champion.
Oh, please, George. I thank you. I'll give you anything. A partnership. Stock. Even a month's vacation.
For what?
For throwing the fight.
I just can't, Mr. Spacely. I couldn't throw a fight. That's crooked.
George, wait.
Oh, hi, honey. Hi, gang. This won't take long.
You're right. In 2 minutes, you're not going to be Super George anymore.
What did you say?
You've only got 2 minutes.
Bye-bye, superpower.
Sorry, honey, I can't hear you. Wait here, I'll be back in a minute.
Ruined. Ruined. Everything I have is gone.
Come on, Sky Wrestling.
I just remembered something. I'm late for my ballet lessons. Can we put this off till next year?
I hate to do this, big fella.
Help!
What are you trying to say?
That you are just about out of superpower.
Out of what? Out of superpower?
He did it! Good old George! He lost the fight for me. He saved Spacely's pockets from ruin.
What?
Jane, money's no object. I'm gonna take you and that husband of yours out.
I'm sorry, Mr. Spacely. That husband of mine is already out.
Well, George, I'm glad that's all over.
You mean you don't want me super anymore?
No, I'll take you just the way you are.
You mean my little old puny self?
By the way, where's Rosie?
She's around here somewhere. I put a new cartridge circuit in her a little while ago.
Not those circuits that were on the table. The ones Elroy took out of that Jiffy Whiz robot?
Yeah, what's the problem?
They were the robot's love chips.
I adore you. I adore you. I love you. I love you. Take me with you. Take me with you.
Oh, boy. Did I do that?
Daddy, space phone for you.
Yes, Mr. Spacely?
Jetson, I'm very grateful to you for throwing that fight.
But I didn't.
Never mind the modesty, Jetson. I just want you to know that because of you, I made a lot of money. I made that merger, and the plant has been completely rebuilt.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Naturally, you have your old job back. But I'm afraid I was a little rash about that business about partnership and all that.
Naturally. Say, I never did find out. Who was it that we merged with, boss?
Great outfit. Part of the deal was for them to rebuild our plant. Here, take a look. Prefab. Took less than an hour. From now on, our new name will be the Spacely Nebulous Nifty Company.
Oh, no, you can't. Let me tell you about Nebulous Nifty. Their products self-destruct.
Jetson!
Sir?
You're fired!
Not again.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Somebody cut him off!
Oh, it looks like I created a romantic monster.
Is that bad?
Heck no.
love you. I love you.
Oh, George. Now stop.